New Year's Eve, 1994, Bally's on the Strip. Kevin counted down the last 10 seconds of the year with Michael Sloan and a table of electronic salesmen from Iowa, cheering along with them as multicolored balloons floated past the huge crystal chandeliers that hung from the cavernous ceiling. Although Kevin knew the site of the lavish casino had been host to the most devastating tragedy in Vegas history, a fire in 1980 that killed 87 people and injured 700 others, he had experienced nothing but good fortune at the blackjack tables. The room was perfect for team play. A spacious area the size of a football field, with countless felts, comfortable cushioned chairs, and good visual angles for signals. Kevin and Martinez had been tag-teaming all night, bouncing from Michael to Brian to Kiana with ease. As the horns blared and the champagne flowed, Kevin won three hands of $2,000, followed by two hands of $2,500. He was spreading out another $5,000 in two piles when a woman slid into the chair next to him and asked if she could play one of the open circles. Kevin was about to say something obnoxious. He was checked into Bally's under the guise of Elvin Shaw, a prickish rich kid from a wealthy Manhattan family, when he noticed the look on Michael's face two seats down. Pure, unadulterated lust. He glanced at the woman, trying not to be too obvious. She was tall, with long auburn hair, smoke-colored eyes, and high cheekbones. She was wearing a silk halter top that barely contained her unnaturally round breasts, and a sliver of tan abdomen was showing above her tight leather pants. She was the epitome of the Vegas girl, the sort of woman you saw in the arm of a celebrity in the high-stakes pits, or whisking through a VIP line at a trendy nightclub. Women like her did not exist in Boston, and even if they did, they wouldn't have socialized with whiz kids from MIT. Kevin felt his face growing warm as he made room for her at the table. He had just celebrated Felicia's birthday 2 days before, followed by a heated argument concerning his plans to visit his high school buddies in San Diego over New Year's. But as he looked at this woman, Felicia was the last thing on his mind. One of the electronic salesmen whistled, harvesting a quick glare from those smoldering eyes. Then Michael cleared his throat. "Having a happy New Year?" he offered lamely. The woman completely ignored him, putting a single $25 chip in her betting circle. Kevin smiled to himself, feeling a bit more confident. This is going to be fun. He moved $5,000, the table limit, into his betting circle. The woman pretended not to look, but he could tell by the goosebumps on her tanned arms that she was impressed. The nearest salesman, a stubby man with a puggish face, was less subtle. "Hey, kid, don't blow your whole allowance on one hand." Kevin laughed noisily, back in character. "You know my generation. If I don't lose it here, I'm just going to spend it on hookers and coke." The card started to come out, and Kevin played as aggressively as he could. He pushed the bet as long as the count was high, doubling and splitting as often as possible. He was a peacock, posturing, throwing money like crazy to get the woman's attention, and it was working. By the end of the shoe, they had struck up a conversation, broken into snippets between $5,000 hands. Her name was Terry Pollock, and she was 22 years old. She had grown up in Southern California and still lived in L.A. As Kevin had already guessed, she made her living off of her looks. She was a rookie cheerleader with the Rams,